Blog Talk Radio.
None compares to you. We give the glory. We give you all.
Strong time makes me strong. Good evening. This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It is truly, truly an honor to be here, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am excited. We'll be coming from the book of Matthew, the 17th chapter, the 14th verse to the 21st verse. Today, we're going to talk about fasting. We're still talking about spiritual discipline. We must be disciplined of the things of God. We must be disciplined. And many times we pray and many times we study, but when it comes down to fasting, I find that it's difficult for many, many saints to fast. But I'm telling you, if you just fast, oh, hallelujah, the inner man will become strengthened. The Bible says where the outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed by daily. It's being renewed. And so many times when we're weak in our flesh, it's because the inner man has not have been the inner man has not been strengthened. And so fasting, what fasting does is fasting draws you to God. Oh, hallelujah. Fasting draws you to God. And another thing that fasting does, too, is fasting will enable you to be equipped for the battle. Oh, hallelujah. There is a battle that if you're not in a battle now, there is a battle that will be coming. And so what fasting does, it equips you to be prepared for the battle to come. And what it does is it strengthens your inner man. Oh, hallelujah. It's strengthening your inner man. It's saying that I'm been guarded up. I'm ready for anything that's coming my way. We see in the Bible that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses fasted for 40 days. Elijah fasted for 40 days. Now, I'm not telling you to fast for 40 days, but what I am telling you that fasting is very important. It's a lifestyle for the believer. Oh, yes. It's a lifestyle for the believer, because what happened is a lot of times when you're going through things, the Bible said only these things come out by fasting and praying. And we see praying and fasting, prayer is a cousin of fasting. Oh, hallelujah. You can't fast without praying, okay? And so many times when you are fasting, your mind stands steadfast on God. It's not worried about what the flesh is going to eat. It's not worried about anything but God. It's not worried about anything. We don't even have to worry about God, but your mind is stays focused on God. You're thinking about God. You're praying to God. Fasting and prayer go hand in hand. And so many times, When you fast, we're not talking about regular fast. Sometimes the doctor may tell you to go on a fast because they may want to draw blood or take tests. We're talking about a spiritual fast unto God, okay? The Bible said, whatsoever you do, do it unto God. And so today we're going to look at Matthew, the 17th chapter, the 14th verse, to the 21 verse, and we're going to talk about fasting. Because fasting is a powerful weapon in a spiritual warfare. Oh, hallelujah. When I feel that I'm being attacked, I go into fasting. Because the Bible says these things come out by fasting. What is these things? Demonic attacks, depression, sickness, disease, negative attachment, lameness, lying, a negative mindset. These things come out, some of these things come out only by prayer and fasting. Oh, hallelujah. Many times we want to pray. Many times we want to study. But fasting go hand in hand. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord, lifting you up today. Give me your praise and give me your honor, Lord. Thank you for the listeners that have tuned in today, God. I ask that you bless them abundantly, God. We ask that you bless them today, Lord. Lord, I ask that give them favor above every area in their life, God, today. Lord, we honor you as we're going to look into fasting, and we give you praise, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And so the Bible says in Matthew, the 17th chapter, it says that on the 14th verse, it says that at the foot of the mountain. Now, this is at the mountain of transfiguration where the disciples had seen Elijah and Moses standing with the Lord. And so here, now we see Jesus, he is standing at the bottom of the mountain, and the Bible says at the foot of the mountain, a large crowd was waiting for him. A man came and knelt before Jesus and said, Lord, have mercy on my son. He has seizures. He's epileptic. He has seizures and suffered terribly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. So I brought him to the disciples, but they couldn't heal him. Jesus said, you faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Then Jesus rebuked the demon and the boy, and he left him. From the moment the boy was well, afterwards, the disciples asked Jesus privately, why couldn't we cast out that demon? You don't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I tell you the truth, if you have faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say hallelujah to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. And then Jesus says, how did this kind go now but by prayer and fasting? And so now we see that Jesus was at the foot of a mountain, and a large crowd was waiting for him. And a man came, knelt before him, Jesus, and said, Lord, have mercy on me. And we see this man had faith that Jesus could heal his epileptic son. And so the Bible says he knelt before him. And that's what happens when you are coming before a king. That is what happens when you are coming before your Lord and your Savior. That's what happens when you are coming before your healer. Oh, hallelujah. That's what happens when you are coming before your shepherd, the shepherd of your soul. That's what happens. You knelt down before him. Because we know that it's only Jesus can do this. And this man has faith. He said that he came before God and he knelt down before him. And he said, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Give me a merited favor, God, today. Have mercy, not on my son, but have mercy on my son. Not on me, but on my son. Have mercy on my son. He said, he has a seizure and suffered terribly. And so somebody today may be suffering. Somebody today may be going through something today, maybe battling with depression or some type of illness that's going on in their body or something that may be going on in their job or their life or in their relationships or their marriage. But God is able, hallelujah, to deliver you. God is able to reconcile that thing. God is able to heal you today. And so he has faith. And so one of the problems that we battle with today, saints, we see is faith, not enough faith. And so we see that Jesus got very irritated. He got very irritated. And he says, you faithless and corrupt people, okay? And so what he was telling them, he said that the problem is that it's not that you can't do this miracle. Because he said, I have given you power to do this. But he said, the power is that you have little faith. You have not enough faith. But if you just have just a grain, a small faith, a grain of a mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, be removed and be plucked up from it, and it shall obey you. But God is saying that the problem is not that you cannot do this miracle. And the problem is that your faith, and sometimes we have a problem with our faith. We say, you know, many times we declare that we have so much faith, but until a storm comes, until the enemy attacks our body, okay? And so that's what fasting comes in at, because you're not thinking about what's going on with your body, but you're thinking about God. You're thinking about how he's going to deliver you. You're thinking about how you're favored in his eyes, okay? And so what fasting does, it prepares you for the battle. I have to keep saying this because many times that I had to go on a fast. Sometimes when the enemy is attacking your mind, sometimes when it's attacking your family, sometimes when it's attacking your finances, you got to fast. You got to fast, and you got to trust God. And as we see here, not just fasting, but praying and having faith. Oh, hallelujah. We just don't fast and not pray, but we have faith that after this fast is over with, oh, hallelujah, that God, I'm going to give my promise to you. Oh, God, I'm going to cast my burdens upon you. Why? Because, Lord, I know that you care for me. Oh, hallelujah. And he said that the wood often falls into fire or into the water. And so we see that he had a real bad sickness that caused him when he seizure, you know, epilepsy, whenever a person has a seizure, they have no control of their body. And so he often falls into fire. Oh, hallelujah. He often falls into water. Oh, hallelujah. What has been turned up in your life? What if the enemy is turning up fire in your life today? Oh, hallelujah. That you have to go to the master and say, Lord, oh, hallelujah. That, Lord, I need to be delivered. The fire has been turned up in my life. The fire has been turned up in my house. Somebody need to get a hold of his word today. Oh, hallelujah. God said he will hold back the waters for you. Oh, hallelujah. He will part the waters for you. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. If you just, if you just get a hold to God's word today, the Bible says that Moses fasted when he received God's commandments. Somebody may need a word from the Lord today. Many times that when the prophets, and Daniel and different people fast, God had a word for them. God had a word for me. You may be waiting on a word or an answer for God today. But I'm telling you today, I'm challenging you to fast. And I'm believing after you come off that fast that you will have an answer that you are waiting for God to do for you. Because a lot of times our mind clouds us. And we sometimes that we have so much noise in our ears that we can't hear God. And so what fasting does is it clears you up from all that stuff. And so you're able to discern the voice of God versus discerning the voice of the enemy. I'm trying to help somebody today. Paul fasts seeking God's guidance in the book of Acts, the ninth chapter, ninth verse. And we know that Jesus fasted in the wilderness, and during his fasting, the Bible said the Spirit drove him into the wilderness, and then he was tested by Satan. And so it says the manner of fasting is to be sincere, dedicated only to God, only to God. Now we don't want to fast for things that sort of don't line up with God's will. Okay, because sometimes the enemy can play tricks on people today and they begin fasting for some things that does not line up with God's will. And we don't, when the Bible talks about Matthew 6 to 16 verse, also, do not fast for a public show. Because the Lord says, what you do in secret, he will reward you openly. And so sometimes when we're fasting, we don't need to tell everybody, hey, I'm fasting. Oh, I can't eat this. I'm fasting. Oh, I'm so tired from fasting. We don't need to have a public show of what we're doing before the Lord, okay? Make it private. Fasting is also encouraging us to grow closer to God. Oh yes. It grows you closer to God because the Bible talks about how we have to worship God in spirit and truth. And in fasting, what fasting does is we are in the spirit. We're not in the flesh when we're fasting because the flesh wants to eat, but the spirit man wants to seek God. They want to seek God's face. They want to seek the glory, the presence of God. And so what it does is it puts you right there with God and your mind stands steadfast on God. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. Somebody need to get excited today. Esther fast. She fasted. David fast, seeking God's forgiveness and guidance. The nation of Israel fast, asking God for forgiveness. Sometimes you may want to ask God for forgiveness. And so, I find that many times people are fasting, like, for television and the phone and different things like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with fasting for that. But the Bible does not talk about these things. It talks about strictly fasting from food or desirable foods. And so we want to basically, because we know that we're dealing with the flesh versus the spirit. We're dealing with principalities and different things like that. So we want to make sure that we're denying the flesh. And sometimes that you may not be able to do like a 2 or 3 day fast. Sometimes start off just fasting for that morning, okay? And then as your flesh dies. Because I'm telling you, boy, when you're not used to fasting, the flesh, your body craves out for food. Your mind will begin to start playing tricks on you. You might even begin to get headaches and things like that. So begin to start doing small fasts. Maybe abstain from breakfast. And then after breakfast, you know, once you get that down, then maybe you may want to do breakfast and lunch. And then maybe after that, you might want to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, then a one-day fast and a two-day fast. And you want to build your body up like that, okay? That's how I when I began to fast, that's how I build myself up in that way. Because when I'm fasting, I'm trusting God. I'm believing God. I'm not telling you anything that I don't do or I have not done. Fasting strengthens your inner man. And so when the enemy comes up with you with that type of temptation or sin or things like that that you are familiar with or your flesh are familiar with, then you're able to say no. Your inner man is able to be strengthened because of the fasting and you're seeking God. And so your inner man, you'll stand up and say no. I'm not going to do that anymore. Oh, that's not me anymore. Because why? Because your inner man has been strengthened. Matthew 9:14-18, where the disciples of John came to Jesus and asked Jesus. He asked him. He said, "Why do not your disciples fast?" He says that John's disciples and the Pharisees fast. And so, what Jesus said was, "That's awesome because I love the way Jesus." He said, "Do wedding guests mourn while celebrating with the groom? Or of course not." But someday the groom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. You see, Jesus was already with them. God was already with them, so there wasn't no need for them to fast. Because when we're fasting unto God. And so if God is with them, God is walking with them, God has been in their midst, there's no reason why the disciples would fast. The disciples didn't fast until the ascension of Jesus. Okay? And so he says, you know, wait, John's disciples fast, the Pharisees fast. Why your disciples don't fast? This is what one of John's disciples asked Jesus. And Jesus told them, hey, they have no need to fast. I'm with them. The person they will be fasting and seeking would be me. I'm here. And so we see fasting may be the most neglected of all the spiritual disciplines. We must be disciplined in prayer, studying. We must ask God to increase our faith. Because a lot of times we say we trust God, and sometimes we say that we have faith as a grain of mustard seed until a big storm, a big chaos hit our family, hit our bodies, and then we're tested. And so we must ask God, Lord, please increase our faith. Increase our faith. I'm excited. We have like 3 more weeks before 2020 will be coming in, and I'm just excited because I'm believing that God is going to do new and greater things in 2020. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody's going to get a double blessing. 2020. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Ezra fast to ask God for forgiveness. I see a lot of fasting for asking God to forgive them. And I'm fasting to ask God to forgive me, but I guess that would be okay because if I'm fasting, I'm saying, Lord, I'm giving this up for you, God. And we know that God has forgiven us. Okay, all we have to do is ask God for forgiveness. But sometimes we struggle in certain areas that we're weak. And sometimes we need to say, Lord, I need to go on a fast because I'm weak in that area. I'm weak in that area. And so fasting helps you to get stronger in that area. I'm trying to help somebody today. Nehemiah fasting, seeking God's favor. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I want a favor outcome. Oh, Lord, I want an abundance of blessings. Lord, I believe and I'm thanking you for my healing. I'm going to fast on behalf of the favor that's upon my life. And so I want somebody to be excited today. Fast. Okay, fasting is a part of the believer's life. That is a part. That's like putting on your clothes. Fasting is a part of your life. Fasting, studying, praying, and the fast is a part of the believer's life. You cannot go without fasting. You know, sometimes some people, you know, they don't have any power. You know what I'm saying? They know the word, but have no power. They have no power. And a lot of that has to do with no fasting. I'm here to tell you, a lot of it has to do with no power. Cornelius fast seeking God's favor. And we see what happens when Cornelius fast. God gave him favor, gave him a revelation to send the angel to Peter, okay? And so Peter came over there and revealed to what God wanted Cornelius to know. He wanted to know that salvation was not just for the Jews, but also for the Greeks as well. And so we see Cornelius, he fasted. And Paul fast seeking God's guidance. And so we see the city of Nineveh fast asking God's forgiveness because we know that God was going to overthrow the city of Nineveh, okay? And so when they fasted, asking God for favor, they asked God for forgiveness, and God granted them their request. And so I'm here to tell you fasting can be a little difficult, but the outcome of it can be beautiful, can be glorious, can be, I mean, you could say, wow, I'm just going to, you know, just, I think, you know, many times when I fast, I always experience the glory of God. I always experience the goodness. I just felt like I had so much strength in my inner man to overcome any temptation that may come my way. And so we don't just fast one time. We should make fasting a lifestyle. Set out one day out of a week to fast. Make it a lifestyle because sometimes when you go without a long period of time of fasting, sometimes it's hard to build yourself back up. But if you get into a reputation of fasting often, then you know it won't become so difficult for you. We say we need food. We need food to live on. But the Bible said that we cannot just live off of food alone, but every word proceeded out of the mouth of God. So food cannot just only sustain us, actual food, physical food, but the Spirit of God, the Word of God. And so we must be disciplined in the area of fasting. And so it says, Jesus said, you faithless and corrupt people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Okay? And it said, bring the boy here to me. Then Jesus rebuked the demon and the boy. He rebuked him. Okay? And they left him. And the Bible says the demon left him. You know, and somebody today may be struggling with some demonic thoughts, with some demonic attacks. I mean, it's real. Those demonic attacks is real. Sometimes people don't want to talk about it, but demonic attacks are real. And the enemy comes up against your body, he comes up against your mind, and the thing about it, he wants you to give up. He wants you to deny God. He wants you to give up a God and say, Lord, you can't do this for me. Why I even trust you? No, these attacks are real, but the Bible says that the Lord rebuked the demon, and I'm right here telling you in the mighty name of Jesus that God is rebuking every demonic attack on your body, on your mind, right now, in the name of Jesus. You have to have faith. You have to have trust in God, that God is going to do what his word is going to do. That's why God has given these things in his word. So we will believe and trust God that if he did it for them, that he would do it for us. Oh, I'm a believer today. I'm a believer today. I believe that he can do it. Okay, the attacks, we don't want to talk about the attacks of the mind, the demonic attacks, but we need to. They are real. They're demonic attacks. Jesus talked about them. He rebuked it. He called out demons and everything, everything else. So we have to talk about it, okay? We have to declare God, deliver us from every demonic attack, every negative mindset, every attack on the mind today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask for healing to take place in the mind, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. And so Jesus rebuked the demon and the boy and left him. From the moment the boy was well, God can do it. After the disciples asked Jesus privately, why could we cast out that demon? And it's not that God didn't give, like I said before, it's not that God didn't give them the power to do it. It's because they didn't have the faith to do it. And so what they was trying to cast out the demon in their own ability. And one of the things I see here, the disciples said, why could I? No, anytime you put I in it, it's not going to work. But you can do all things with God who strengthens you. Okay? It's not about just I. You can't do anything. You can't cast out any demon in your own ability. But with God, you can do all things. Okay? And so what they was trying to do was they were trying to cast out the demon in their own power, in their own strength, in their own might, in their own ability. They were trying to cast out the demon. But God said, you can't do anything besides without me. He said, with me, you can do all things. But when you're trying to do this thing on your own, it's not going to work. And I don't know who I'm talking to today, but when you're trying to do some things in your own strength, you're trying to do some things in your own ability, you're trying to do some things in your own intellect, and God said, you can't do this. You can't overcome this. You can't fight this. You can't. You cannot overcome this without me, okay? Without me. God said, with me, you can do all things. Oh, hallelujah. And he says, afterward, the type that Jesus probably, why couldn't we can't cast out the demons. You don't have enough faith. And so God is telling us today that in order to trust God, we have to have faith. In order to even work miracles and operate in our gift that God has given us, we have to trust God. We cannot do this by ourselves. And if I tell you the truth, you have faith, even as a small mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and they shall obey you. Okay? We have to work on our faith today, okay? How big is your faith? How small is your faith today? If your faith is small as a sunflower seed, or is it big as a mustard seed? Because, you know, a mustard seed is small, but when you plant it into the ground, it becomes abundance of mustards. Oh, you know what a mustard, collard green tree is, a mustard tree is? It becomes abundance. How small, how big is your faith today? God wants you to know. God wants you to your faith to be increased today. God wants to deliver you from the unbelief mindset. Okay? And so we just thank you, Lord, for the word, Lord. We thank you for being disciplined. We've been talking about discipline on fasting. We've been talking about studying, praying. Lord, help us to be disciplined on the things of God. Lord, help us when the flesh says that don't want to serve you or don't want to pray, don't want to study. Help us, God, be reminded that you died for us, that you died, oh God, to give us life, oh God, and that we cannot grow, and that we cannot be prepared to fight this battle on earth, unless we draw closer to you, God, unless we be disciplined in the things that you have called us to be disciplined in, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We ask that you give us strength, give us strength over every sin, every temptation, every attack. Help us, God, today, Lord. Lord, we thank you and we honor you. We give you praise and glory for this word. I pray that many was blessed by the teaching today, God. Lord, I thank you and give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves you. God truly, truly loves you. Oh, hallelujah. I'm just stuck right there. God loves you. Sometimes we need people to tell us how much God loves us. And so I pray that you was blessed by the word, and God bless you, and I will be talking with you next week.
My shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Sleep at night, only do it if you will. Anybody tell downfall turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at you fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for shame.